Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
New York City is sinking at a subsidence rate of 1.6 millimeters per year. Researchers discovered using a new technique of modeling using interferometric synthetic aperture radar and the Global Navigation Satellite System to determine the hot spots that are sinking the fastest.
The neighborhoods in New York City that saw the most rapid vertical land motion from 2016 to 2023 were LaGuardia Airport and Arthur Ashe Stadium, both located in Queens. The sinking is occurring due to a geological process known as glacial isostatic adjustment, said Dr. Brett Bazanga, earth scientist.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams doubled down on his pledge to bring more technology to the nation's largest police department Friday when he unveiled an autonomous robot that will patrol one of the city's busiest subway stations.
The robot will capture video footage, but not audio, and will feature a button allowing passersby to connect with someone at the police department for questions or to report an emergency. The K5 model has also been reported in years past to have run over a child and rolled itself fatally into a fountain.
The mayor, however, has extolled emerging technology as a way to increase safety and efficiency in policing. "This is below minimum wage," Adams said. "No bathroom breaks, no meal breaks. This is a good investment."
"Are you going to get pranksters?" "Yes," Adam said. "But eventually, this is going to be part of the fabric of our subway system."
And now, here is LaGuardia's Fountain Fiasco, written by Jason Hewitt, directed by Jennifer Sandella, performed live at the Crane Theater, October 2nd, 2023.
"Once again, passengers for flight 927 to Atlanta. We are experiencing an indefinite flight delay and trying to get in touch with air traffic control to understand when we can expect to have a plane available. My good people, this is not just Delta being Delta. I'm told that there is an issue that is affecting all flights here at LaGuardia. We do apologize for the inconvenience. I am doing everything in my power to get some answers for you. Thank you for your patience."
"Hey, so I know you're saying this flight was delayed until tomorrow, but is there any way I can be put on a plane to Atlanta, like, today, red eye, whatever? I just have this meeting I have to go to tomorrow or I could lose my job."
"I understand. Like I said, there's nothing I can do about the flights. There's literally no planes leaving or arriving right now from the airport."
"This is unacceptable. I'm a Sky Club Platinum member, and I have to get home to feed my cat. He's just been stuck at home with my neighbor checking on him."
"What a lucky cat. All right, so can I interest you guys in some complimentary snacks?"
"Mm-hmm. I could use a strong drink."
Thanks for these unsalted pretzels."
"Surely you can't be serious."
"I am serious. And don't call me Shirley." I've always wanted to say that.
"I don't see how this can make up for what you're doing to us. You can't even give us a full-size can of Coke."
"Look, I'm doing the best I can here, and I would really appreciate it if
no,
you would..."
"We're done. Let me speak to your manager."
"My manager has COVID."
"I don't care. Put me in touch."
"Please, I don't want to be difficult. I know you have a really hard job. I just really need to be in Atlanta tomorrow for this meeting."
"Oh no, I can't believe you're gonna miss the big meeting." "What meeting is it? Is it the numbers report?"
"Yeah, like the CEO's gonna be there, so you know, all hands on deck."
"Has your company ever heard of Zoom?"
"My boss said if we don't show up, that's not gonna look good when they're deciding who to protect from the layoffs that will probably happen next month."
"Gotcha."
"Excuse me? I bought a first-class ticket, and I'm pretty sure I have milk in the fridge that expires tomorrow. So we need to figure something out here."
"Okay. Look, I'm just gonna level with both of you here, okay? I think I know what's really going on here, but I'm not supposed to tell passengers. So if I let you in on this,
You both have to promise me to, like, just keep it on the DL and understand that I'm on your side. I can't go home until we get this figured out, and I've been here since 4:30 a.m. local time, so I just don't want to keep this secret from our most valuable customers, like you guys. But I want to make sure I can trust you with this information.
The airport's trying to hide something from us.
Well, it's not a secret. They're not hiding it, but they're not acknowledging it either. I think they should, because people like you are loyal customers, and you deserve to be in the know about these things.
Look, I just need to get to Atlanta.
Trust me. Your company is going to understand once they hear about what's going on. It's like the equivalent of 10 doctor's notes. Can I trust you?
Yes.
I guess.
Okay. So, you guys know about how New York City is sinking, right?
Yeah. Global warming, right?
Sea levels rising?
Well, it's actually a bit more complicated than that. Yes, there's glacial isostatic adjustment, which started happening 20,000 years ago, and global warming is kind of exacerbating that. But the area of the city that's sinking fastest is LaGuardia. And scientists noticed that it only started happening recently.
They weren't monitoring it before?
No, they were. It's just they noticed it was sinking even faster starting in 2020, even though there were less passengers and fewer flights. So they did an investigation and realized it was because of that water feature in Terminal B.
Wait, isn't that the project Cuomo spent like $1 million on during the pandemic?
The horror.
Yeah, it's all because of that water fountain. It is weighing on our taxes and weighing down the whole airport. And like right now, they're limiting the number of planes so that it doesn't sink too fast while they do some maintenance on the fountain.
Oh no, are we in danger? Is the fountain going to break?
No. It's just routine maintenance. They have to change the batteries in the ceiling. So they let all those 4,000 gallons of water sit in the bottom, which makes the airport weigh more and sink faster into the ground.
Why are they doing maintenance on the fountain in the middle of the day? Don't you see how many passengers you're inconveniencing?
That fountain thing's probably run by the MTA, isn't it?
I don't know who runs it, but the taxpayer dollars funds it. I guess Cuomo probably thought he wasn't going to be remembered for this because he was harassing his staff and waiting to legalize weed. Kind of a sick, smart, evil move, I guess. But you know how mayors are. Got a budget, gotta use it or lose it.
Isn't your new mayor different?
I don't know much about Eric Adams, honestly. I just voted for him because, what were the alternatives?
There weren't any, really. And trust me, if you think the water feature cost us a lot of money, wait until you see what Eric Adams bought.
I'm sorry for being angry at you. I should be directing my anger towards the government.
Yeah, I don't want to hear my CEO rant about liberal government spending, but I guess that's better than getting fired over a delayed flight.
Would you like a Tic Tac?
Sure. Thanks. I'll accept that as an apology, I guess. Yeah, there's two idiots down. Maybe 50 more to go.
Okay, you know, I kind of felt the ground moving when I was going through security. Maybe that's when they were doing the maintenance.
I don't know if my boss is actually going to believe this.
I don't know if the rest of them are going to believe this either, but it's worth a try. They never believe the truth. Attention, passengers. You guys are in for a real treat. You are the first to witness the NYPD's recently purchased K-5 Autonomous Combat Drone Squadron. This is part of Mayor Adams' pledge to bring more technology to the NYPD, and boy, did he deliver. If you aren't already wearing a mask, I'm pretty sure the drones use facial recognition software, so, yeah, just a heads up. Oh my god, he bought fire jets too! Okay, wow. All right, they really went there.
Guess we're gonna fight crime with heat-seeking missiles.
Well, I bet that will make people think twice before they jump the turnstiles.
ladies and gentlemen, please don't be alarmed at the presence of police officers with military weapons and technology. This is just part of how Mayor Adams and the NYPD are keeping our streets safe here in New York. Without any further ado, I'd like to welcome aboard our Platinum member passengers.
Wow, look at them all. I'd feel much safer if our police had this in Atlanta.
I can't. I'm just gonna quit.
This has been LaGuardia's Fountain Fiasco, written by Jason Hewitt, directed by Jennifer Sandella, featuring Carrie Bond, Jared Pesciata, and Dara Swisher. Performed live for Living Radio at the Crane Theater in New York City, October 2nd, 2023. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East, and you can find all our past recordings at cooptheatereast.org. Our website, livingradionyc.com, will be up soon. And in the meantime, follow us at livingradionyc on Instagram.